Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
And I'm Tom Linney.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
We also talk about how a meat-based diet impacts the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, if you're concerned about your health, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Hal Marcus, one of El Paso's premier artists. That's coming up a little later on the show, but first some news.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund, Public Justice, and the Richmond Law Group filed a joint lawsuit in the District of Columbia Superior Court against Hormel Foods, alleging the company is misleading consumers through the advertising of its Natural Choice brand of lunch meats and bacon. Contrary to Hormel's branding campaign, the suit alleges, meats the company advertises as natural actually comes from animals raised in the worst factory farms that employ additives, hormones, and antibiotics, and contain ingredients that constitute artificial preservatives. With the slogan, "Make the natural choice," and repeated claims that its natural choice products are 100% natural and all natural, Hormel Foods has run a wide-ranging advertising campaign that takes advantage of consumers' beliefs that natural meat comes from animals raised in a specific, sustainable way. According to a 2015 Consumer Reports survey, half of consumers believe the natural designation means animals were raised outdoors. Hormel's natural choice products, in contrast, are not from more humane or more natural farms, but come from the same industrialized factory farms as any of Hormel's other products. Some of Hormel's standard factory farming practices were recently revealed in shocking new undercover footage from one of Hormel's largest suppliers. The undercover investigation was carried out by the Animal Legal Defense Fund and can be viewed at aldf.org/protectpigs. And you can also learn more about the lawsuit at aldf.org.
Agriculture accounts for one-third of carbon emissions today, and half of that comes from livestock. Last month, members of a United Nations panel urged its Environmental Assembly to consider recommending a tax on meat producers and sellers. By raising the cost of buying meat, it would ultimately aim to reduce production and demand for it. The United Nations International Resource Panel, which comprises 34 top scientists and 30 governments, stated in their report that it's urgent that all of the harmful effects on the environment and on health needs to be priced into food products, and that governments must soon move to limit major carbon producers. The idea of a meat tax has developed over the past 25 years as a completely obvious measure to economists and environmentalists as knowledge grows of the environmental toll of meat. Governments are starting to take notice. China, which consumes half of the world's pork and more than a quarter of its overall meat, announced new dietary guidelines 2 weeks ago that advises the average citizen to reduce their meat consumption by half. Denmark went a little further in May. The Danish government is considering a recommendation from its Ethics Council that all red meats should be taxed. Red meat accounts for a large percentage of all greenhouse gas emissions, and the council argued that Danes were ethically obliged to reduce their consumption. A meat tax could help establish healthy flexitarian and vegetarian diets that could be consumed by everyone. In the United States and Britain, people eat 3 to 4 times the healthy level for meat. Americans ate 120 pounds of meat in 2009, compared with 4 pounds in Bangladesh. China, Brazil, and India have increased their meat consumption, emulating the diet of the United States, and this is increasing the problem of climate change. Meat production is one of the major factors in greenhouse gas emissions, more than emissions from every car, train, ship, and airplane combined. Methane is much stronger than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. The methane produced by cattle digestion alone is what leads many researchers to call for their reduction. There are many countries with malnutrition as opposed to America's obesity problem. Reducing meat consumption is equally important to boosting meat access to the world's poorest people. Reducing the consumption of meat should also reduce health care costs in the United States. Along with a tax, a meat cutback could be achieved by making plant-based diets more appealing and less expensive. People in the West often think that vegetarianism is a diet for wealthier folks, but a plant-based diet can actually be much less expensive than a meat-based diet. Stay with us. Coming up next, we feature a conversation with Hal Marcus. Hal is one of El Paso's premier artists. He owns the Hal Marcus Gallery, where he is celebrating his 20th year. Hal is an art collector, art dealer, arts promoter, and he's also second vice president of the Vegetarian Society of El Paso. Our conversation with Hal is next on ACT Radio.